This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence.
KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully presents to you, Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
We'll be right back. gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's by state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriots. Bastard you'll ever want to hear on the radio, but that's okay. Hey, we want to get started today. As always, lines are always open if I decide to talk to you, because we are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can always call toll free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. I want to start off, and again, callers are always welcome if I decide to take them. Let's try to say somewhat on some kind of subject. I see this asswipe, and it pisses me off again, as always. Tennessee church gunman hoped to kill 10 white parishioners to avenge the Charleston massacre, prosecutors say. Now, this is a gentleman at a Nashville church in 2017 was trying to kill, and he said that a black man accused of killing a woman and wounding seven others at a Nashville church was trying to kill at least 10 white worshipers to avenge the June 2015 massacre at the historic black church in South Carolina, prosecutors said. This gentleman had found a note in his car that he wanted to get rid of white supremacists. And I guess anybody that is white is a white supremacist. We hear that day in and day out. But this is a true, true nigger son of a bitch. What pisses me off more than anything, he tried to kill 10 white churchgoers on that day. He says that he wanted to kill at least 10. And his attorney, she says that his true intention was to kill himself, saying that his client left a suicide note for his girlfriend and then sent a video to his cousin. Well, you know, I don't know if that was his true intention when he went out telling everybody, or telling a few of his friends, that he was going to try to murder 10 white church goers on that day. But what pisses me off more than anything, there's no hate crime involved here. He's a schizophrenic disorder, bipolar type, post-traumatic stress syndrome. He's this, he's that, he's everything. But see, he's a nigger trying to kill white parishioners at a white church. No word ever, you hear me, about being a hate crime. I've read the article three times. I've read three different articles on the same subject. She said that his attorney said that, yeah, he just wanted to kill himself. But again, he was telling everybody that he was going to go kill at least 10 white people because of the situation that happened in 2015 at the massacre at the historic black church in South Carolina. And doesn't it amaze you? It amazes me. Anytime it's white on black, they look for a reason to make it a hate crime. And they make a lot of hate crimes that aren't hate crimes. But when it's black on white, it's never said. He said that the blood of 10 of your kind will shed, because that's the color up on the RBG. That's the Pan-African flag in terms of vengeance. Now his attorneys got him. And all of a sudden, no, he wasn't after 10 white people like he said. He was out there. He was going to kill himself. He was going to kill himself, but didn't happen. Didn't happen. Gunned down. Killed one. And I'm trying to get the rest of the information here. Hope to kill 10. Now, this is what he's telling people. He hopes to kill 10. So he goes to the church, and I think one person died. And I think six or eight were injured. And again, nowhere do I see that the FBI is involved in court here. He's in Nashville for a pretrial hearing. A big, greasy, black, nigger son of a bitch. Nobody says hate crime. I don't see hate crime anywhere in there. I will have to say, though, they did say he was a black man. And they only said he was a black man because that's the whole point of this case. He was trying to kill white parishioners to avenge the 2015 massacre at a black church in South Carolina. Isn't it amazing? Let it be white on black. It'd be the biggest hate crime the FBI would be involved in. I believe the FBI to do a great job, but it makes no difference. It makes no difference. If it's going to be fair for one, it's going to be fair for everyone. But it doesn't appear that it happened that way. Now, we're going to follow up on this. All the stories I do, we always follow up to see if anything comes of it. But I would assume at some point in time with his attorneys, he's going to plead out. They've got all their crap together. So they're going to say, hey, this guy, there was something wrong with him, blah, blah, blah. So let's plead him out. And that's probably what they're going to do. And, you know, if he gets 20, 30 years, it'll be worth it. I mean, it's really not worth it. He needs to, if you kill somebody, you need to die, and it's your fault. You need to die the same death. But, well, we'll see where that goes. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Brian. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob. I hope you're having a good day. Anyway, I'm scared to death to ride Metrolink anymore because
bigger sun's wrong.
You got to talk through the phone, Brian. I can't hear you otherwise.
Yeah, I'm talking into the phone. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, good. The nigger thugs who ride the train, I'm scared to death to ride Metrolink because of this. And another thing, we've got reverse discrimination going on. It seems like the blacks are getting preferential treatment at Walmart. Well, the niggers, you know what I mean.
And, I know what you mean.
That's kind of what it is. And they seem to take care of their own, and they don't give a hoot about, you know, it's like we got to go to the back all the time with like Walmart or whatever. That's the problem there. So I rest the case.
Hey, Brian, it sounds, what area do you live in, Brian?
I'm out here in Kirkwood, Missouri, and we have a great African-American upstanding head of Kirkwood Electric, the municipal utility here, and he's wonderful, but it's just the thugs that gotta ruin everything. That's the problem, and it's like, you know, go to Florissant. The place has got wonderful African neighborhoods, but then it's the people who are proud versus the people who are not proud and got to commit the crimes all the time and terrorize the white people, which I don't approve of, and the good Lord doesn't approve of them.
Yeah, Brian, I don't think anybody does. You live out there in Kirkwood. You know, you've got a fellow resident out there. She used to be the U.S. Senator, Claire McCaskill. Do you know where she lives there in Kirkwood?
Like about a mile from me. I'm the Hoosier of the neighborhood. The house was built in the 50s. I still have a gravel driveway. And you got all these other folks. And then Claire lives right in back of the Catholic church up there. So
yeah, she's got I'll tell you what, Brian, she's got a beautiful place, doesn't she?
Oh, my gracious. Yeah, it's right over there. And then my taxes are high here. So you know how that goes. It's like all these ones that got lorded over us, and little old me has been here forever on 9/10 of an acre, and then they got to just jack up everything and screw everything up.
Yeah. Hey, LeBrian, listen, we appreciate the call. You be careful out there in Kirkwood. Anything else come up, don't ever hesitate to give me a call and tell all the good people of Kirkwood that we sincerely appreciate them listening.
And we really appreciate you greatly, so I'm going to fly the flag on Memorial Day, definitely.
Okay, Brian, thank you very much for the call, buddy. We appreciate you.
Blessings. Bye now.
Have a good one. Have a good one. That's O'Brien out in Kirkwood, and I've driven by Claire, close as I can get to Claire McCaskill's house. It's probably probably $1.5 million, $2 million house in Kirkwood. I won't give the address because then they want to come after me and say I'm doxing them or trying to get somebody to run by their house and do something to Claire McCaskill. She's so damn ugly. I don't want to get too close because I don't want to get a good look at her. But Claire, I know you listen. I know all you ignorant bastards there in Missouri listen. So if you want, and I know you won't, but if you'd like, you can never hesitate to give me a call, Claire, because I definitely like to talk to you. I know you're not in the talking mood, anybody other than the mainstream national TV stations, but you're always welcome. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing when we talk about people, talk about neighborhoods, talk about this and that, that these people aren't any better than us. Don't ever let a politician walk up to you and act like they're better than you. They have never earned those positions. We give them those positions. So just remember that as you guys walk through life and you see some ignorant bastard who's elected mayor, like the ignorant mayor Maximus Vaginus, the big pussy boy, Mark Eckert, the failed mayor of Belleville, or Mark, the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman, or Bob Sprague, or the guys on the Missouri side. There's enough to go around for everybody. Take some more callers. Go ahead, Pam. You're on the dark side.
Yes, I'm calling because I called Dick Durbin's office, and I call all the time complaining about taxes and everything.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I called last Thursday about 12:30 because my patient didn't show. And I was calling to complain about Islam because a local guy from Godfrey, the care wants him to resign because he posted a meme about Omar being a snake in the grass. And then I read about where a lady in Detroit lost her job because she said Islam is hate. And other people have lost their jobs. So I called Dick Durbin to express my concern. And all I said was ISIS is defeated in Syria. Sharia law is not compatible with civil society. We must defeat ISIS in Congress and Dearborn, Michigan. Reinstate the McCarran-Walther Act of 1952, where if you do not assimilate to America and denounce Sharia law, we will deport you. And when I got home from work, the sheriff came to my door at 4:15, and they had a complaint that I was complaining about Sharia law. And they told him that I said I was going to shoot Muslims. And I said I did not say any such thing as that. So now Dick Durbin is trying to shut me down because my husband said it's because I call his office all the time complaining about this and that, and they don't want to hear from me anymore. I think it's a combination. I think he's in cahoots with Islam. And he doesn't care if Sharia law takes over.
Well, you know, Pam, and you stay on the phone. I call him Turban Durbin. He's initially from East St. Louis. I know Dick, and he knows me, and he knows a lot of people down here. And I don't think a lot of people are happy with him. But and I don't even know, Pam, if he's going to run next time. But
he is. He is.
Is he already?
He's already said he's getting in shape. He's losing weight.
What the hell? Wait a minute.
What's he running against him?
What's he going to run? I mean, is he running for United States Senate, or is he running for the Olympics? What's he getting in shape for?
I guess to be a senator again.
Well, he did a real bad job the last couple terms. I hope he does a little bit better this time getting into shape, don't you?
Yeah. Well, we've got Peggy Hubbard, who's an ex-military, ex-police officer. She's running against him.
Yeah, you know what, Pam? I honestly don't think I don't think she is. I know of Peggy, and I don't think she's a bad gal. But to get on that ballot, she's going to need over 25,000 legitimate signatures. And I don't think at this time, and I honestly think that she was on the back on the newspaper and talked with one of the reporters and said she's probably not going to run because she can't get 25,000 legitimate signatures throughout the state. But I appreciate what she's trying to do, and I appreciate what you're trying to do, and keep up the fight. You can call Durbin anytime you want. Don't threaten anybody, but that's your right as a true American to express your opinion.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Pam, thank you very much for listening. We sincerely appreciate you.
Thank you for what all you do.
Well, thank you very much.
Getting the word out.
Thank you, Pam. I sincerely appreciate that. Thank you. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead with Joe before we go to break. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob. Love your format.
Well, thank you, sir.
I don't know if you remember me. I used to be in Balboa or not. We used to frequently go to the gay bathhouses together.
I think you got the wrong Bob, Joe. I'm going to let you talk if you're going to talk anything intelligent, but if you're not, we're going to cut you off, so go ahead.
You like to get slammed.
There you go. Well, never mind. We got to get rid of that idiot. I really, really don't understand some people. You try to be decent, but it never, ever, ever works out right, and I do not understand. I do not understand why, but it doesn't. We go around the horn a little bit for national issues, and you know I don't like to speak national issues because you can hear it 24/7 on every station. But I did do a little research, and Representative Eric Swalwell, you people know him, don't you? Eric Swalwell, he's a congressman. He's an idiotic congressman from California. He was a prosecutor before he was a United States, a U.S. representative. And he earned about $118,000 a year there in Dublin, California. In 2013, he was elected to Congress in his district. But I'm reading here in 2016 that he's racked up between $10,000 and $15,000 with Chase, $10,000 to $20,000 American Express, $15,000 to $20,000 here. This man is so far in debt, and this is a gentleman that wants to be your president of the United States. If you haven't heard much about him, you can look him up on the internet. It's Eric Swalwell, S-W-A-L-W-E-L-L. He's accumulated a massive credit card debt, failed to pay off his student loans, cashed out on his pension, and has nothing to show for it. So I just don't understand how some of these people that are running for office, running for president, cannot pay their bills, can owe everybody everything, and still get in the national limelight, and people don't come after them. Now, I'm hoping and I'm thinking that down the road just a little bit, when they start having all their, they're going to have a bunch of talk shows, they're all going to be on the talk shows. They're going to have, I guess, 4 or 5 debates. I don't know how many they're going to have. The Democrats, I don't think the Republicans are going to have any, because I don't think there's anybody stupid enough to run against President Trump. And again, I'm not a Democrat, not a Republican, but I think Trump's done a decent job. And I look at the presidential side on the Democratic Party, and I see no one. I mean, I see no one that's even close to Trump. Now, Trump is far from being perfect. Of course, if anybody that we know is perfect, give me a call. I'd like to do something for you. Of course, I don't know at this point in time, I don't know who the hell it'd be. But I talked yesterday a little bit about the Denver mayor when she couldn't, a white gal, went on a black radio show, and she got stifled a little bit, and she finally came around and said what the NAACP stood for, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And that on the surface pisses me off. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Why don't they change it? They want to change everything else. You know, these ignorant niggers, they want to take everything down from Thomas Jefferson because he owned slaves. I don't hear them want to take everything down for George Washington. George Washington owned 200-300 slaves. He treated the slaves just like Jefferson did back in the day. It wasn't right, but back in the day, it was acceptable. It was done, and they all did it. But I haven't heard of anybody. I haven't heard of anybody that says, hey, let's get rid. If we're going to get rid of one ex-president who owns slaves, take everything down. If that's what's going to happen, I don't think it ever would. But if that's what was going to happen, then let's do it for all the presidents. Why are we going to pick and choose? Why are we going to say, oh, President Washington was okay, but President Jefferson wasn't? Why is it always, and you hear me time and time and time again, why is it always selective enforcement of our racial laws? If somebody doesn't like you, they're coming after you. If they like you, think you're a decent guy, well, he just made a bad mistake. Let's forget about it. No, we're not going to forget about it. We're either going to be all in or all out. And I think at this point in time, I think the proud white community has understood that we're going to have to eventually take a stand. As I always say, let's never, 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 ever make it violent. We don't want any violence anywhere. We definitely don't want violence in our racial situations. We can vote these bastards out of office. We can put in proud white and proud black. They're going to do for everybody. We don't need to hear a black man running against a white man. We don't need to hear a white man running against a black man. But we hear it time and time and time again. I do not understand. I do not understand why it continues to go on. But it does, and I think before it's all over, people will say, that crazy no-good son of a bitch Romantic, he may be a no-good ignorant bastard, but what he talks about is definitely the truth. We're going to take a quick break momentarily. When we come back, we're going to talk about a police shooting in Alabama. There was an officer killed in Auburn, Alabama. Most people probably didn't hear about it. It's on the fifth page of the Belleville News slime of crap. A few years back, any officer killed would be on the front page. But the problem is, there's so many officers being killed, it's to the point where nobody, I guess, either doesn't give a damn anymore, or there's so many officers being killed that it's just an everyday occurrence. Now, I don't believe that to be true. I believe these liberal bastards, and there's some Republicans that are somewhat liberal, they're pushing this, that to be a policeman, it's a bad thing. You know, to me, being a policeman, getting a good education was a good thing back in the 70s and 80s and maybe even into the 90s. But as of today, I don't know why anyone, I mean it, I don't know why anyone would want to go to school to get a bachelor's degree, get a master's degree. They've even offered PhD degrees in law enforcement and criminal justice. I don't know why anyone in their right mind would want to go to school to be a police officer when there's so much disdain for police officers, and why I wish someone would call with some intelligence. I wish someone would call and tell me why there's such a disdain for police officers when all a police officer wants to do is keep this community safe. Now, again, you're going to get stopped when you're doing 70 in a 30-mile-an-hour zone, probably going to get a ticket. You're going to end up hating a police officer and all police officers for the rest of your life when what you've done was get caught in something that you did wrong, not something that the police officer did wrong. But you find that out all the time. We're going to talk about that right after we take this quick break.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and we are and proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Everybody was spiced, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriots. Welcome back to the dark side, and as always, we're not going to take it anymore. Not going to take it any less. It just really, at this point, pisses me off that we can't all come together. We have to go through this crap. Why we all can't come together and do what's right. We think about it, we talk about it, but it never happens. It never, ever, ever happens. But we're going to continue. We're going to continue to talk about it. Let's go and take some more callers. Go ahead, Walter. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. This is Walter. I wanted to talk about the youth and why they don't like, why they have such a hatred for the men in blue today.
Yeah. Hey, Walter, you're going to have to get somebody else. I have, being an ex-police officer, I have no idea why anybody would hate a police officer. I mean, there's a few bums with badges, just like there's bums in every profession. But I agree, Walter, I don't know why people, not people in general, but some people in our great country, really hate police officers and hate them for no reason. But apparently they'll come up with a reason, don't you think?
The reason, there's no excuse, you're right. They need to be accountable, but what I see happening is the music that they're listening to from all these snooty niggers, they talk about this stuff like it's no problem to just go out and kill a cop. Cop kill this, kill a cop that. Anything that rhymes with kill a cop, they're rapping about.
Yeah. Well, you know, Walter, I think that's the vast, vast, vast minority. I think there's a lot of good, proud black people all throughout our country. Now, there are some bad bum niggers, and there's some bad bums, crackers and hunkies, but I think for the majority, I think the people of this country, 90% are probably decent people. Now, there's 5 or 10%, I believe, in any country, any economy, any world that will be bad, and I just think some people just born bad, don't you?
Yeah, they are born bad. Like, your show's real bad. Let's and go. When you incite crap,
Thank you, Walter, for you dumbass. I don't know why people have to get started and then talk crazy. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the guy that's creating all this problem. But if I am, I tell you, as I tell everybody, just don't listen. We want to talk about this Alabama police. They captured a suspect, this no good, no count son of a bitch, Grady Wayne Wilkes. He's being held without bond in the shooting of Officer William Buckner, who had been on the Auburn, Alabama Police Department for over 13 years. And it's amazing. It's amazing how an article like this will get on page 5, bottom fold on page 5, and on the top page in the Belleville News Slimer crap, I believe today, Tuesday the 21st. Front page, top fold. How will Lindenwood's loss affect Belleville's economy? Now, I have to tell you, Eckert's saying, and I agree with him, but for different reasons. He's saying the tax base is still good, this is still good, that's still good, and he's a damn liar. He's a damn liar. But he's talking about, even with St. Elizabeth's gone, that they're redeveloping all kind of land. They want St. Elizabeth Hospital to give them that land, and I think there's 10 or 12 acres, and I don't blame St. Elizabeth Hospital. I'm not going to give up money. I'm going to sell it. Now, if the city wants to buy it, I understand. Let the city buy it. Let the city do what they want with it. But here you got Eckert, front page, top fold, says the city will review the development agreement that it made with Lindenwood University and ensure the college comply with its obligations. You know, he went, Maximus Vaginus went from the hospital, who moved out to O'Fallon, beautiful, beautiful place in O'Fallon. They've got everything knocked down in Belleville. Now the mayor wants that so they can develop it. What the hell, Mayor Eckert, what the hell are you gonna do to develop that? You've got no businesses downtown that are worth a damn. Now you've got a couple nail places, you've got a massage parlor, you've got this, you've got that, but you've got nothing of any substance. And I don't know why anybody at the Belleville New Slimer crap would give you the opportunity to try to defend yourself and then them not come after you. But it's amazing. It's amazing when I read everything about the great economy in Belleville, how things are going, and he's saying that he's going to keep the economic director around and things are going to get better. Eckert, Maximus Vaginus, big pussy boy. It's not going to get any better in Belleville. You people have heard me. I'm out and about day and night. It's not going to get better in Belleville, people. It's going to get worse. Another 5 years, it's going to be just like East St. Louis. It's going to be, not because of the blacks. There's a lot of proud blacks, because of the crap coming up the hill. Now, they can say what they want and they can do what they want, but all he's trying to do, all Eckert wants to do, I guess, is scare Lindenwood College. And I got to tell you, Eckert, Lindenwood's got a lot more money than you have here in Belleville. And he's saying it had an economic impact on our community. The positive economic impact from Lindenwood has done just that, and we hope that it gets better. It's not going to get better. You see, Lindenwood College is down. You see the hospitals going out of Belleville. You don't see any big businesses moving into Belleville. Think about it. Both proud white and proud black, and you niggers and crackers and hunkies in Belleville and the Belleville area. There's nothing new coming into Belleville. They've got all these stores that supply all the beauty supplies for the black community, and that's okay. That's needed. But when every store moves out and then you get a nickel and dime store to move in, you people all know, everybody all knows that it's going nowhere and going nowhere fast. And I've told you a couple nights ago, when I drive through Belleville, and you won't hear it anywhere else, I see nothing but a bunch of niggers. Two and three and four at a time walking up and down the street. I don't see white people out after 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. Used to be you could walk the street at night, you could get some exercise. Doesn't happen anymore. And you good people, both proud white and proud black, you know it. You know what the hell's going on. Why doesn't anybody stand up and say it? You know, we've got all the aldermen. They're talking about how good Belleville is and where Belleville's going. Belleville's going nowhere, people, and they can say what they want, when they want, as long as they want, but it's never going to get any better in Belleville. Nothing new's going to come in, and if it does, it's going to be
a little convenience store, a Dollar General store. It's going to be a hair braiding place. It's going to be a nail place. It's going to be a beauty shop, a barber shop. You people all know that Belleville's about had it, and there's not much that can be done, but it just pisses me off when you get a no-good, ignorant, stupid son of a bitch like a Maximus Vaginus, the big pussy boy, Mark Eckert, the failed mayor of Belleville, to try to flip the script and make something that's bad, something that's real bad, trying to turn it around and saying, hey, it's going to be okay. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. No, you're not. No, you're not, Eckert. This town is on its way down. They said it never happened to East St. Louis. They said it never happened to Washington Park, to Allerton, to Centerville, to Brooklyn, to Cahokia. Look what's happened. And it's going to happen in East St. Louis. Now, I know the niggers will say that I'm a no-good racist bastard, but that's okay. I'm not a no-good racist bastard, but I'll be damned if I'm going to take the crap from any nigger, any hunky, any cracker. I'm going to say what I want, when I want, about who I want, whenever I want. And if you don't like it, you know what you can do about it. Let's take a call before break. Go ahead, Tyrone. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, but what are you hate black people for?
What are you talking about?
Well, you do it every day, hating black people. Why do you do that?
Wait, Tyrone, I've never once in my life have I said I hate black people. And you get me one, and I'll give you $100,000 where I said I hate black people. Never once in my life have I ever said that, because I've got a lot of black friends. I don't hate black people. I hate niggers. I hate people with black skin that go out and rape and rob and kill and steal. Now, I do hate the niggers. I don't hate black people. Why would you say that?
You focus on black people 24/7.
No, that's not. What do you mean I focus on black people? I talk about white people. I'm just on the air talking about Maximus Vaginus, Mark the Big Pussy Eckert. How can I always be talking about black when I talk at least 50-50 on black and white? How can you say that?
Well, I'm a proud black man, but I'm telling you, you just don't know when to, you know, what, how to use your words. You just can't say that word at all.
What word?
You know, the N-word.
What do you mean, nice?
No, stupid. I'm talking.
Wait a minute, you idiot. Stupid starts with an S. Why would you say that? What word are you talking about?
No, I'm saying that it's the same format, and you always talk about, you know, we get together in unity, but then the next thing you're doing it, you're saying hate the niggas, hate black people, and black people are bad.
No, I ain't saying hate black people. Never once have I said, Tyrone, never ever once have I said I hate black people. Now, I'll say it every day that I hate niggers. I'll say every day that I hate hunkies and crackers. I'll say every day that I hate both black and white to try to destroy this great community. So why would you say that I hate black people?
You should make an apology right now to the black Americans in this country.
No, I will not. Why would I make an apology to the people that I respect, that I separate from the niggers? Why would I want to do that? I'm doing nothing but elevating the proud black community for what they do in this great country. What am I going to apologize for to them now? You think I'm going to apologize to a nigger? You're about crazy. You're about crazier than I am.
Now, you know, what you call niggers are really black people. See, that's the problem with you.
No, what I call crackers and hunky, they're white people who do the same thing that the niggers do. What's it make any difference? Why ain't you jumping me about calling white people crackers and hunkies?
Because you barely say crackers and hunkies.
No, that's a damn lie. That's a damn lie, Tyrone, and you know it. What, you just want to sit here and argue with me, don't you?
I'm just being honest with you.
No, you're not being honest with me. You're not being honest at all.
Let me ask you a question. Shut the hell up.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, how about we'll go ahead and shut you up, Tyrone? You can't say crap like that. But it's amazing how people are the way they are. And never once would I say that I hate a black person. I've got a lot of black friends. I talked to them yesterday. I'll talk to them today. If I don't get killed, I'll probably talk to them tomorrow. He's right, though. I do hate niggers. I hate crackers. I hate hunkies. You won't hear that again. You won't hear that anyplace else but here. And if you don't like it, Tyrone, just don't listen. I'm not coming by your house, and you're probably living in your mama's basement and super gluing your radio knob to 1190. All you got to do, and if I've ever done that, and I haven't, all you got to do is go by the plug, pull the plug. Everything will be fine. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, proud to live in this great United States of America, and very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. It's always interesting when we can bring things out that people understand, but then they don't understand. We've got some more callers. Let's go ahead, Joe. You're on the dark side.
Hello, Bob.
Hello.
When Tyrone was just on a little while ago, he wasn't offended by you saying nigger. He's trying to control your speech, just like they're all trying to do.
You know, Joe, I think that's a good point. That's a real good point.
Right. And like I said, if it was that offensive to him, then we would have seen in the papers him and his buddies thinking likewise would have been getting in contact with all the rap stations, all the records that put out the rap music that say nigger, and they'd be telling them, no, you can't say that. When you use that in your lyrics, then you have to say, and, hey, my N-word.
Yeah, you know, Joe, that really amazes me. I've been around a long time, and I'm sure you have too. It just amazes me how they can say on every station in St. Louis that has rap songs, they say nigger all day long. They talk about killing. They talk about rape, and they talk about killing police. They talk about all this crap. But here, I get on the air and try to make a legitimate subject even more legitimate. And because I'm a white guy, I'm automatically a racist. They've tried 15,000 complaints, Joe, to get me off the air. They haven't done it yet. They're not going to do it. But isn't it amazing how one or two blacks can be vocal and can do more damage than 500 decent whites?
Yeah, Bob, and you're right about that. And like you say, when... when they're bringing all that up, he was saying to you that you hate black people. No, he never did say that. All the times I've been listening to you over the last couple of years, never said anything like that. What we hate is the criminal activity, violent criminal activity from both the crackers and the niggers. We're not going to stand for it no more.
You know, Joe, I couldn't have said it any better. You're exactly right, and I think he knew that. He just wanted to talk some crap. But at the end of the day, Joe, the proud black and proud white community are going to have to come together and stop this, don't you think?
And we're all trying to do that, Bob. Like I said, the law-abiding people, we're tired of these, like you call them, the political punks, allowing these wolves to run around and do whatever they want to the law-abiding citizens. We're not going to take it. This country isn't for the criminals. It's for the law-abiding citizens.
You know, Joe, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. I wish everybody thought like me and you, but they don't. But again, thanks for the call, Joe, and you have a good day. It's amazing. It's really amazing when I hear somebody like Joe or some decent person, both black and white, talk about what's going on. But at some point in time, talk is not going to do it. At some point in time, talk is not going to do it. There's going to have to have actions. Let's take another. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, you got me.
I got you.
Hey, buddy. Did you ask a little bit ago about what causes some people to have a little bitterness or hatred towards policemen?
Yeah, yes, I did.
I thought you did. I can tell you a lot of things about it, and trying to be respectful to the policemen. I think, you know, 90% or better are really good people, but there's, like you said, there's some that are not too good.
You're right.
I played basketball with some in the men's league down in Florissant, Missouri. I live in Northeast Missouri now, and they were if a referee called a foul about, you know, I'm a cop, buddy, and you don't call a foul on me, do the law or whatever. I had a great, great friend down in Tennessee. He used to feel like he could drive. He was a police officer down there, chief of the police in a small town. He could feel like he could drive 100 miles an hour through any town he wanted to at any time he wanted to. And if they pulled him over, he'd pull his badge. You've heard of 10 and out.
Yeah,
he'd
yeah.
pull his badge out. 10 and out, you know. And he would go ballistic if they give him any trouble, because he was a cop. He was able to get by with anything.
Right.
And you know, I don't have to tell you, you know of all the good, innocent, old, nice people that have gotten DWIs on 10 o'clock at night, driving down a gravel road a quarter mile from their house up here in Louisville, Missouri, from a cop that, they say, I live right there. And they had two drinks, and they get DWI, ruins their life. It goes on and on and on. And you know, I've been around police officers all my time. The little pussy-ass son of a bitch that they can beat the hell out of, and they're big, tough son of a bitches around them. They don't want to screw with the bad guys too often. No. Again, not all of them, but no. Just telling you.
Jim, thank you very much for running short of time. Thank you very much, Jim, for the call. And you're exactly right. There's a bunch of good police officers, but there's a few bad ones. And we always hear the story of the bad ones, just like the old adage that you see a hot gal, a 10, and she's got a booger hanging out of her nose. You're not going to talk about how hot she was. All the time's going to be spent on the one negative thing. And that's what we do in life. So we're just going to have to work around it. Callers, other callers, thanks for the calls. We're not going to be able to get to you. But it's time to go. But as always, and I wanted to talk about Sheriff Watson, and we'll do it tomorrow. I'm right on board with Sheriff Watson, I think, in St. Clair County. I think he's done a tremendously good job, and we're going to start off talking about that tomorrow. We always run out of time, but always remember, people, that we have to continue. It's like getting up. You breathe every day. You get up, you put your clothes on every day. You walk out of your house every day. You go to your job every day. You come home. You love your kids every day. We have to think about politics. We have to think about all these racial problems, not just today, tomorrow, the next day, and every day of our lives, because as you see, it's not going to get any better until we, the proud white and proud black community, make it get better. So as always, you know what we have to do? We have to continue to unite. We have to continue to expose these asswipe bastard political parasitical punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, you know what we have to do? We have to take care of these son of a bitches. We have to take care of them politically, of course. No violence. Politically, of course. So let's come together. Let's unite. Let's expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, let's do what we have to do. Let's destroy them before they destroy us. Destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
And all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation, a nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.